Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing with our series on the great companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this week we will be discussing one of the young Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. He was born 47 years after the birth of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he passed away 57 years after the demise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdullah, who was the son of Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, who was the uncle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This makes Abdullah radiyallahu anhu our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's first cousin. He was amongst the very young sahaba in the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala, who was known for his thirst for knowledge and was very dear and beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala was born, his mother took him into the blessed company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who put some of his blessed saliva on his tongue. This was the beginning of the close relationship between them. He was also known as Tarjumanul Quran, the great commentator of the Quran, and Hibrul Ummah, meaning the inkpa of the Ummah. Some have referred to him as the ocean of knowledge. Being a member of the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was extremely fortunate to be granted the opportunity to serve Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from a very young age. As a child, he would spend a lot of time in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such that he would run to fetch water for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Habits such as these resulted in the great dua of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the words, "Allahumma faqihu fid din," meaning, "O Allah, grant him deep understanding of deen." It was a result of this dua that he is recognized as the most knowledgeable amongst the commentators of the glorious Quran. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma is also amongst the six great narrators of ahadith. He narrated a total of 1,660 hadith, which he heard and memorized from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What makes this number most remarkable is that he was only 13 at the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise, which shows his dedication and thirst for knowledge even in tender age. He is indeed a role model and example to all of our young children of what we can achieve even in young age. After Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma continued with his zeal for knowledge and seeking knowledge from other sahaba. Due to his knowledge and understanding of deen, along with the company of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the senior sahaba used to consult with him and take his opinion in matters of deen. And after our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, many people from all around the world used to come and learn from him, and to this day we continue to benefit from the knowledge he left behind. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma passed away at the age of 71, and he is buried in Taif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma a great amount of reward for all of his services to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to deen, and give us all the ability to emulate these great companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, until our next lesson, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.